反映一些电子书上去就公布了某些心理的套路，最后一些电子上去就公布套路了，老人的套路是两种方法了，还能套路也是最简单的老人的人格影响不起，怎么可能？
So they send out the right motivation to achieve the Buddha, the stage of the Buddha for the sake of or helping others. To this end, think to yourself, as a part of that training, I will listen to the discourse on Lamrim practice.
Oh yeah, that is an origin thing. You don't come to be seen, not.雄主先写的，他准备练的。雄主先写的，人把带来呀，反正跟着这个把，他写的我今天他写，把军人也教嘛，军人弄的，找同步放鸟干嘛的，啥的，他没写，一般，没写干嘛的。
So, Lamrim practice and the Lamrim teaching has.Many sections, and we're dealing with the third main section, a part of the advanced practitioners, which begins with the practice of Zhengzhi Wisdom, Bodhicitta. And few weeks ago, I said that Bodhicitta, which is the intention to be Buddha for the sake of all beings, is a final outcome.But you need, or one needs to prepare the mind going through 12 steps. I think 12 or thereabouts steps. Of these 12 steps, the first one was Sangyong, meditation on sense of equilibrium, in treating all sentient beings on the same par.So we covered that, and we're beginning with the second step, seeing all sentient beings as mothers. So, in the first step, we spent time in seeing all sentient beings who we tend to put in three categories, called friends and relations, and secondly as enemies, or thirdly as neutral. But,and when we put people in three watertight compartments, we naturally develop two distinct attitudes or feelings of closeness, friendship, enmity towards the enemy, and indifference towards the neutral. But such feelings are short-sighted, limited. When we looked at sentient beings of the three categories, all have been, they are on the same footing. They have been our closest, all of them have been our closest relations. All of them, in some time in the past, have been our enemies. All of them, like now, most of them, people are neutrals. And when they take these roles, they have harmed us equally, they have helped us equally, and they took self-offish position as neutrals, and didn't care anything. So, fair and square, they are all the same.
Oh yeah, but they don't really, Tama neje chune mayin ba, sanyan tuma rani la pen so ba, pen tungin no ne to, ane male rani, ane tama ma she yun ba, ma sha ba yun ba, ane gangu re yun ba.
So, we really need to think about this issue for a long time so that our mind softens, the the bumpy attitudes are allowed. And the more you meditate, the more it makes sense, and the more you feel at peace with oneself and with all beings. So, would it be okay to stop there? Of course, okay, it is great that one has the sense of equanimity. Equanimity alone wouldn't take us further. We need to enrich the mind in seeing that, in fact, all sentient beings have helped us in many ways, especially when they have been our mothers.
So
when it says the second step is to meditate on sentient beings as mothers, and meditation on sentient beings as mother is not that we're trying to make something else which is not. In other words, we're not trying to see sentient beings as mother, when in fact they might not have been mothers. The fact is, we're trying to see sentient beings for what they are, and for what they are is, they indeed have been our mothers. And what's more important, when they have been our mothers, like the mother of this lifetime, you know, she gives all herself to the children, and doing everything possible for the good of the children. She leaves no stone unturned, and doing everything possible for the children. So just as our mother of this lifetime has done these, all other beings, when they have been our mothers in different lifetimes in the past, they have done exactly the same thing. And therefore, all have been immensely helpful and kind. When one spends time in educating the mind, in seeing that all beings have been our mothers, and as mothers they have been most helpful in doing everything possible for one, and we develop a sense of gratitude. Here, a misgiving can crop up in the mind and says, how could it be possible that all have been my mother, when in fact I know I only have this life. And that I only have this life is ungrounded, not real, not truth. How is not truth? Look at our body and mind. How have our body and mind come about? Are they adventitious, sudden appearance, or do they have preceding causes that have given rise to our body and mind. Some people will say our body, yes, it's a, some people will say our mind has no beginning, but our body is adventitious. Now here Geshe-la says, both our body and mind have had their path continuum. So, if you check where has the mind of this life come from, it could only come from it's the prior cause. And what is the cause? What is the prior cause? Can somebody add this mind to your cause of your mind? Can't be. Just cause and effect do not work. So your mind has to come from your own mind, the previous moment, in the same way that your subtle body, which is subtle wind, only comes from its own cause, which is previous moment. So, where have the body and mind of this body come from? We have to say, from the last life. And so, when we had a body and mind in last life, where did they come from? They also would have had to come from their own causes. So, if we, in this way, if you move back in the past, a Buddha did not see a beginning point. That is to say that we have had this body and mind timelessly in the past.
이마제 가서 상황 마음 무시해 주마제 가리고 두고 있어요. 때나 나도 또 다시 또 다시 불러도 되나 그거 부비시에 타와다 부비시에 용한데 그거 만약에 시작한다 부비시하다 삼이 이렇게 자리 잡은 더 너무 있다면 뭐고 그런 서시가 이제 너무 기도가 또 가릴 것 같은 것은 근데 그 그거 뭔가 소중한 지혜비 그만 하면 세워 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 하면 뭔 벌을 텐데 소중한 지혜비 이외에는 용하지 안 봐.
How can we see that all beings have been our mother? We see that in the lives of people and in the lives of wildlife and wildlife, let's say when a male and female animal raise the young, before they raise the young, when they know that the young is about to come, they are very good at building, preparing home, building nests, and they are also really good at building nests in a very ingenious way, so that it is most suitable for the young. And once the young is born, an offspring is born, the mother and father, they naturally, without being taught, although one could say in the gene, but the gene, anyway, gene in a way has been conditioned by familiarity in the past lifetime to be able to do such wonderful things untaught to look after the young. And that clearly shows, that is one of the indications, I should say, that all have been parents and mothers, and as mothers, we have this sort of inborn knowledge about how to care for the young.
せたわで、僕で言うから、おま、なさで可愛いわだ。感じるのが嫌ま。あんま、ランジで、これ、ラムが嫌いしてるけど、あんま、ラシーって、かけてし、せしゅうおまで、やっこりやし、ちょうどのし、ずっと言うてるなと、おまでやさえかけば、どやかし、でやさかわんでさえ、こたたで、おまにやらって、そういう、そういうんごわ。ちょっと、なんか、かるたってんごわ。今に、てな、たぶん、ティブジャブジャブ、ティブジャブ、たぶん、ティブ、もんぼすとんにわだ。 이 엄마 먹고 통이 미드 명령을 하고 있고 그래서 내일 또 이 나지 생제 가려는 사람을 거 서버 시험 판다고 라이브 때 제발 쳐야 된다고 해서 옛날 라면이라고 해서 제대로 지인 내가 공부 시우시우는 데 제대로 지인 이 엄마를 이제 제 도망 이제 그런 chatham shi dengen dao shi, tu yen dewa zi, tera mambu kutindi, mambu shewa nende ge, ane, jitse re dung.
So when you consider, for example, the yang of the heart, it's called Paul or Paul? No, Paul. Paul. So the Paul, the moment is able to stand on his leg, without the mother giving any signal or teaching the Paul is able to go straight to the udder and suckle the milk. Untaught, and that happens with the young of many animals. Untaught, they're able to suckle the milk from their mother. So where did they learn this skill? They were just born, and everyone took the position that this is only one lifetime. And how did this happen without prior training that a pole is able to look for the udder and suckle the milk? And the mother doesn't teach. There's no one, there are no examples, but is able to get up and suckle the milk. And that is used by Buddhist masters as a reason or as an analogy to drive home the point that we have had a training to do so, and having the terminology of having done these is embedded into our subtle consciousness or in our consciousness, so that when we revisit the same situation, untaught, we simply do it. And the ease with which we do these things, or animal, the young of the animal do these things, is believed that they have done it so many times, and practice makes perfect, as it were, and it happens naturally.
Mm-hmm. Engine in a dark building, Mesa, the Lokaina, Chick, Kashi, Raja, never two minutes to Tombari, Gawa, Chick, Chick, Gawa, Chick, Kashi, 2 minutes in Magawa, Shading. The day, Jacob Martin, Mombu, and Gudo, to the Jig, Karatigas, and Sarah, Ding, Mama, the Jig, Pilti, Chick, Chick, Bata, Bata, Nimbata, Zonga, Chapel, only this table set up.
Another thing that also helps us gain or deepen our understanding of the fact that all have been our mothers could be learned from that bite you get from people that you meet the first time. When you meet some people, you are put off. You get some vibe whereby you feel uncomfortable, ill at ease. And when you meet some other people, you get drawn. And why? Why does this happen? It happens as a result of experience embedded. Experience of interaction, good interaction with the people of different kinds, or the bad interaction with the people of different kinds. The experiences and the potency or the propensity is embedded, stored in our consciousness, and when we somehow in the future, when such people come together, the force of the experience
makes that difference. Hmm.
So, So let's say that there are a couple. There is a couple, a man and a wife. They live together as husband and wife or as partners. They both love animals. One likes the dog, the other hates the cat, and vice versa. Why is it that while they both love animals, one prefers dog much better, or prefers dogs to the cat, and the other prefers that like the dog or the cat more? Why?
Yeah.
Also in children, there are some children who hadn't been beaten by a dog, hadn't been harmed by a dog. When they see dogs, they simply run away and they're frightened by the sight of the dog. Whereas some other groups of children, the dog brings the good in them, and they run to the dog and they, you know, they stroke the dog and so on. So these different reactions, these different natural, untaught reactions to different situations, different animals, different people, and so on, these are believed to be the result of predispositions received through interaction with these things in the past. And this, the way with which one behaves differently with regard to different people and animals, is then seen to be a kind of a proof of existence of past experience and life. So this phenomenon of predisposition and activation of a predisposition is quite important. For example, Krishna says there are cases of children and parents not being able to recognize each other, particularly children. Although a person may have been, it's the parent, but the children had difficulty relating and recognizing the person to be its parent. It takes some situation or some condition to activate that predisposition locked in the child to come to realize that the person to be its parent. So, I like to use the example of the crying or the weeping camel. Did you see the documentary? Oh, okay. There was a documentary about the Mongolian life where a camel, a mother camel, wouldn't accept its young as its baby and would not, as if it didn't recognize. And then Mongolians have a tradition of wooing the mother's attention and by playing one music. And when the mother hears the music, it really stirs. Okay. The mother and the rejected child, the young. The mother would not touch, would not do anything, would not allow the camel to suckle. And then they bring together a part, but they play music. And when they play the music, after quite some time, the mother became emotional, and the child would go and look for the other suckles, and the mother was crying. The camel weeps. The camel weeps when the experience of a mother and child connection happens. Did you see that documentary?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, it was very emotional, very moving. So, until it got, until this young foal or camel got mother's milk, it refused to eat anything, drink any kind of milk. It was a classic example of a bad hunger strike. What could be the best explanation for such a thing? So, this is not one off. There are many cases of these in Mongolia, not only with the camel, with the horse and so on. And one of the explanations was the mother rejected the baby because the birth was so painful, excruciating. So, remembering the pain that you rejected, didn't want to have anything to do with that creature that caused her so much pain.
Mm.
So if they're really interested to have developed extra sensory perception of seeing the past, where we would see when we use your extra sensory perception or clairvoyance, you would see that you have been a mother of a person you saw in the street or the animal, and how it has been your son or another lifetime. You were that was your father and you were his child and so on. So with the extra sensory perception, one could see the endless web of connection with everyone. And therefore, would be extremely helpful in developing broader understanding of profound connection that all beings have with each other. When we don't have that, we become highly short-sighted, myopic, and so much so that we can't remember how we were connected, what our mothers have done to us when we were just born, year one, year two, year three. We only remember when we maybe age 4 or 10 or there. Before that, we don't even remember things that happened in this lifetime.
Why? That day one,
Scriptures say that all beings have been our mothers countless times. And each and every sentient being has been our mother so many times that if you want to count the number of times they have been our mother, you will run out. An example is, let's say, if you reduce, if you make small pills from the dust of the earth that make the highest mountain in the world. So from the totality of the dust, and if you try to make small pills, and then count each pill and say this pill represents the time when it was when she was my mother in that lifetime, and this is for this and this is for that. He says after a while the amount the number of pills you made, the massive number of pills you made from the total dust of the mountain will run out. Still, the number of a particular being has been like the mother be a lot less. So that is the extent to which we are connected to each and every one.
Right, indeed. That, and if we, that's in general, in the around the market, but the market is a good market. In this, there are rituals known in that they are kind of.
So, when it says all beings have been our mothers, doesn't mean only as a human mother. We haven't been reborn humans all the time. It's difficult to be reborn human because to the human is to have had positive actions as underlying causes. When it comes to doing positive actions or virtues, most beings find it difficult applying themselves to doing good deeds of ethics, generosity, and aspiration, and so on. And therefore, due to the limited number of beings doing good deeds, resultantly, people who are born humans, in relation to the world of animals, is very small. Whereas to, it takes very little effort to be reborn animals or to be reborn hungry goats and so on. Beings in the lower realms are reborn as a result of negative actions. So, when it says sentient beings have been our mothers doesn't necessarily mean when we are reborn humans. So, for example, in the animal world, a single mother is able to produce a big number of offspring, and some even hundreds of them, hundreds of eggs, and so on. So, when we take such things into account, where each time when we are reborn in the world of humans, animal realm, hungry goats, and so on, you know, we always needed some kind of parents to produce. Except that if one is reborn in hell realm, one doesn't need mother. One is simply born there due to the power of potent negative actions. So, especially in the world of animals and hungry goats, their beings are reborn due to, you know, due to their past bad karma, and due to the past bad karma such that they have to experience suffering, a lot of suffering for much longer time, and therefore a way of experiencing a lot of suffering for much longer time is to have to be a machine of a mother, and you know, producing offspring after offspring after offspring. More the offspring, the greater the hardship of providing for, and so on. So, that clearly shows that it's very possible for all beings to be a mother. So if there's a family whose job is killing, slaughtering sheep, for example, and then the more they slaughter, the longer certain acts perpetuate, such as rather than having two lambs rather than producing one lamb, the family which whose job is to slaughter sheep would have two lambs per sheep, as if to perpetuate and to worsen the situation of killing. So since they commit a lot of negative actions, rather than getting pure chances, incidentally, their negative actions perpetuate the situation and accentuate the situation by way of getting more to kill, so that they will be creating stronger qualities for more painful experiences for much longer in the future.
No, that's the meaning. Another shiva, shiva namate, ganeshon, shiva kanadi nae sare. Delicious on my pan, shiva namate, and they yea the way, kali tuin, kada nandu is same tv, june day, ganeshon. Then my shiak, my nagini, shiak, my nagi same the ganeshon. Then nami chakamis, subordination. Then nami chakamis was a ganesh. Tim nami ganesh, shiva, my nagi. Tim nami, my engine tv, same the ganeshon. This is not negative. I actually see him, but I don't want to be really my children share with you, but don't you know what's hard to listen?
Anyway, it's worth taking time in coming to terms with the fact that all have been our mothers. In the development of a good, for the children, which is the final outcome, we have to go through, remember these 11 steps. The first one was equanimity, and experienced meditators have said, this one is the hardest one to realize. It's like a big stumbling block in the training of participants. People have difficulty coming to terms with these. And if only one realizes these, and the rest naturally fall in place. And now, how do we know that all have been our mother? And so for that, we have to think, where have we come from? So we obviously have come from our last life. So let's talk about our mind. Our mind can only come from our own mind. And where has our mind today come from? Let's say it has come from yesterday, and then where did our mind go, or last day's mind come from? You can say last week, and then you can trace back to childhood. Where has the mind of your childhood, which you remember, come from? Is that mind? That mind comes from the mind of a child just born. And where has its mind come from? Its mind came from the mind of a baby conceived in the mother's womb. Where did you as a conceived child's mind come from? It could only come from the mind of a just conceived baby. Where did it come from? It couldn't have come from your mother's mind. It has to come from the mind of a dying man. Okay, a dying man in the last life, breathing their last breath. And then, where did the mind of this man come from before he was dying, and so on. Until you can trace back to when he was a child, and so on. Then this way, and this way, we can trace back. Where did the body of the last dying man come from? It has to come from another being called the father and the mother, or mother. In this way, when we go back, revisit, we can go back almost endlessly in the past. And each time when we're reborn, we always needed someone to give birth to us. And that would be none other than one's mother, and therefore all beings have been our mothers.
That is the person of time, but the chill of Shiva Yonson Lambana, Jumumbo, Lotum, Rangeliza, Tennessee, and Loa. As well, Shiva Yonson Lambana, City, Tan as the Shiva Langi, Rangi, Rangi, Ubi, Jumaj, Rangi, Lot, that's the son of Tamati, and Koza Tiri, Tela Tiba Meva. Long
So, Indian Master Dharma Kriti, who was a logician, and in proving how this part lies, he says, So when Jawa Yongsa Lembana is upon taking a rebirth fully, So upon taking a rebirth afresh each time, breath, mind, and sense powers, and consciousness do not just depend on the species type into which one is reborn. So what this quote means, we have this breath, sense power and mind. It hasn't come afresh from the river you have just taken. It had to come from considering the many variations and patterns one exhibits. One has to come from these three things with embedded passions would have had to come from the prior moments. That's what he says. And that's a simple statement of a logic. And but Buddha himself in the narratives of 500 good lives and 500 evil lives Buddha is actually taken before he became Buddha. So Buddha says, at that time I was this animal called Riri, or let's say this deer. I was this animal deer. He would tell he would tell his past life story, and then he would say, at that time I was that king, or I was that bad man, or whatever.
Oh yeah, that is it. Means that Sanjay, you know, she was not much. She was really, she was the naive. She was the this is Chongsong the naive. She was the naive. She was the one who was not much. She didn't even know. That you know, you know, you know.
So, just as the Buddha, upon gaining extra sense of perception, more important, omniscience, could go back in the past and at that time that enemy, that deer was in me. And at that time that sage was in me. At that time that burglar, the murderer was in me. And so Buddha was able to, you know, reconnect with his with the instances of a past life. And in this, just as the Buddha took many lifetimes, many instances of rebirth, if only we are developed extra sensory perception, we could also be able to pinpoint to different instances of rebirth when we have taken and say, at that time was me, and that character was me, and so on.
너는 대화 이상한 수업에 상식이 공부돼 토그나 현재 단계가 아니고 마시 그랬어.
So finally, in brief, if you really intend to develop Buddhahood, or if you really intend to attain Buddhahood, whether you like it or not, you have no option but to come to realize that all beings have been our mothers. And then use that as the benchmark or as the baseline of training in developing mild broadening perspectives about relationship with sentient beings. Okay, with that, we will stop here. Geshe-la says,
Chin-hei,
Dabare Jesho Dima Jyapan Jajanya Bajrami Chokin Yinji.
When we say the Pachuta Mantra, Tayata Mugatagata, Parasakata Mugatagata, sometimes there's an om in there, sometimes there is a difference. And why is it different?
Heart Sutra is Sutra, not Tantra. And the mantra in the Heart Sutra, therefore, is Sutra King. And as a result, in the Vajra Paramita itself, there is no Om. And yet, the tradition here, tradition at the center here, somehow, what we call the verbal tradition, oral tradition, is the people are saying Om. And if you feel like saying it, then say it.
Om demi nyebake man, kaza om kaza ngayatunem om, kaza yegulji sawata, ane kuma kani yibo, kredi, the pension, kuma yawake yomara, sime, kuna pija kuna marriage.
Of course, if you include it, insert it on, there's no harm at all in reciting it. For on is said to be a highly blessed and charged syllable or magical word, for it has got R, O, Om, and so on. The R, U and Ma, the three letters which make Om, therefore three letters represent all the spacing mind of the enlightened beings. If you recite Om with the mantra, there's no harm. But I personally, I'm not used to saying it because in the Prajnaparamita text, there's no omnis.